From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the Cello Concerto, Opus 22, of Samuel Barber. The work was completed on November 27, 1945. It was commissioned by Sergei Koussevitzky for the Russian cellist Raya Garbusova, who was principal cellist for the Boston Symphony Orchestra at that time. When Barber received the commission for the concerto, he was still on active duty with the U.S. Army. He met with Miss Garbusova so that he could become more familiar with the cello repertoire as well as with her performance style. The piece premiered with Miss Garbusova and the Boston Symphony in Boston on April 5, 1946, with subsequent performances the following week at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York City. The concerto won the New York Music Critics Circle Award in 1947. It's in three movements: Allegro Moderato, Andante Sostenuto, and Molto Allegro e Appassionato, respectively. The featured cellist is Christian Poltera with the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, Andrew Litton conducting. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Cello Concerto of Samuel Barber, Opus 22, the work completed in the fall of 1945. Performed here by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, Andrew Litton conducting, with cellist Christian Poltera. From a 2012 release on the BIS label containing three Samuel Barber works, the Cello Concerto, his Cello Sonata, featuring Christian Poltera and pianist Catherine Stott, and Barber's Adagio for Strings. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website contains much more info about the show, including playlists as well as streaming audio of this and previous programs. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, show number 1708. For our final offering this hour, we have music combining Western classical tradition with the traditional folk and classical musics of Iraq. As we turn to the album Letters from Iraq, a project put together by composer and oud player Rahim Alhaj, an Iraqi-American. Each track on this recording is based on a personal letter which Rahim Alhaj obtained. Each letter describes in great detail how the American occupation of Iraq and the resulting sectarian violence have greatly altered the lives of many Iraqi citizens. The first piece we'll hear is titled Letter 2, Forbidden Attraction, Tiama. It tells the story of a Shiite man and a Sunni woman in love with each other, but because of the violence, they can no longer see each other. In fact, they must live in separate districts. The man asks many questions in the letter. How do I express aloud my love for this Sunni woman? What will I tell my family, my tribe? But the lovers are determined that their love will continue despite the growing violence that surrounds them. In this piece, the oud speaks for the man, while the woman's voice is represented by the violin. We'll then hear Letter 3, Running Boy, Fuad. Fuad is the name of a nephew of Rahim Alhaj, who was born premature. As a result, his legs did not fully develop, and as a result, he is not able to walk, let alone run, very well. He found that out the hard way in 2005, when he was getting a haircut at a barber shop. A large car bomb exploded, and then automatic weapons began firing around him. While others screamed and ran, Fuad was unable to run. He fell to the ground and could not get up. He was certain that he was going to die, and his whole life flashed before him. In this piece, the cajon, a Latin percussion instrument, is featured prominently. The performers are Rahim Alhaj, oud, David Felberg, first violin, Ruxandra Markart, second violin, Shanti Randall, viola, James Holland, cello, and Isa Maluf, percussion. Two selections from the album Letters from Iraq, music of Rahim Alhaj.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Rahim Alhaj. Two selections from his 2017 recording, Letters from Iraq, Oud and String Quintet. A beautiful fusion of Western and Eastern classical traditions, reflecting the composer's dual identity of sorts, being an Iraqi-American citizen. It's unfortunate, really, that such beautiful music had to be born out of an utterly farcical and totally unnecessary war, and the resulting violent aftermath. The selections we heard were Letter 2, Forbidden Attraction, Tiama, and Letter 3, Running Boy, Fuad. The track titles are based on the letters themselves, as well as either the location from where they were written, or the name of a person depicted in said letter. The performers were Rahim Alhaj, oud, David Felberg and Ruxandra Markart, violins, Shanti Randall, viola, James Holland, cello, Jean-Luc Maton, bass, whom I inadvertently omitted from the credits in the introduction to this segment, and percussionist Issa Malouf. The album issued by Smithsonian Folkways in 2017. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.